Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All right, Tommy Tucker here. Excited to share this historic moment in New Orleans history. I want you all to call it 504-260-1870. I want to hear how you spent the day. Dave Cohen joins us now to talk about some stuff. But, you know, Dave, this is something that doesn't happen ever, and you don't know when it's going to happen again. That's the other thing I would ask people. Do you want, ideally, would you want this to happen again or not? It's an interesting question because I would say no.
No, yeah. Once you've,
it was nice for a while, but I would say no. Anyway, you got some information about snowplows in the city?
Yeah, so there was this great concern because the city of New Orleans, once this became clear we were having this event, has been looking for snowplows. And Colin Arnold, the director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, said earlier today they just couldn't find them. Mm-hmm. No one had them. The state was able to secure a handful out of Arkansas to help with keeping vital roads cleared, but not enough to really do what needs to be done. But nonetheless, within the last couple of hours, Colin Arnold says that a company out of Indiana reached out, said, we've got 14 plows, we can bring them down. So they've signed an emergency contract, paying them $160,000 for 24 hours of plowing services, giving them hotel rooms and feeding them, mm-hmm. and they're making their way here. And, you know, since we're not expecting any significant melting until Thursday and we've got 10 inches of snow and where the drifts are, we've got 2-3 feet of snow.
The drifts are crazy. Walking around, I can tell you the drifts are crazy.
I just got in from walking down the street and talking to some people outside, and I walked through a drift up to my waist.
Yeah. It's crazy. It really is. If you get where the street is low and the gutter, people, if you've not been outside and it's CBD, you can go down to your waist. It's crazy.
Yeah, and across the region, we have drifts like that. So if you can't see where the shoulder of the road in the ditch end or meet, and that's another reason not to be out. But the bottom line is they've got 14 plows on the way now, which is good because there wasn't a single plow. I mean, how do you remove snow without plows?
Right.
You don't.
Slowly.
Shovels. So the 14 plows are on the way. And the city is hoping that that will help get major thoroughfares cleaned up as soon as they get here. It wasn't clear exactly when they'd get here because it's not just New Orleans and Louisiana dealing with this. The snow has fallen across the Deep South, so they've got to navigate their way here. But once they get here, they're going to get right to work and start clearing out as much as they can. And so we'll see what happens with that. Meanwhile, just talked to some tourists who had no expectation of being in New Orleans today and have no idea when they'll get to leave. Because
where are they from?
That's a good question.
Because I met some people on a street from Chicago, and I asked them to call in because they were headed to the quarter, and they were telling me we were comparing and contrasting the cold in Chicago and not.
So this guy's from San Diego. One guy I just talked to was from San Diego because I asked him if he had ever dealt with snow.
Same story. They were stuck here. They didn't expect it. They were stuck here because the plane can't leave.
Right.
Which brings us to de-icing equipment.
Yeah,
right?
Apparently the airlines say that New Orleans International, there is de-icing equipment here in New Orleans, but no one currently working here knows how to operate it. because they use it so rarely that they didn't feel confident that they would be able to do that. There were also questions about clearing out taxiways and runways and visibilities and other issues.
Wait, is de-icing planes or runways?
This is for de-icing the planes.
Well, you only get that right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So they just felt it better. So, yep. So we don't know when flights will resume at the airport. We don't know when bridges and roads will be open. But we do know that at least there are plans now to have some plows in the city of New Orleans to supplement those from the state of Louisiana and hopefully get some things cleared out sooner than later.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Mike Cooper joins us now, the president of St. Tammany Parish. Talk Hey. About what's going on there. How you doing, Coop?
I'm doing great. It feels like 6:30 in the morning, though, when I usually talk to you, Tommy.
Yeah, it's odd. I got to catch myself, too, because it's 6 to 10 the time we're on. Dave Cohen's here, the time we're usually on, but it's not an evening. Tell me what kind of day it's been in St. Tammany Parish.
Well, it was a beautiful day. We had a beautiful day of snow falling across our parish. I recorded 8 to 10 inches. I kept measuring. And it was a powdery snow. Mm-hmm. I went out and cleaned my windshield and my wife's windshield off so that I won't have 10 inches stuck to the windshield in the morning. But it was a beautiful day. Our citizens heeded our warnings for the most part and stayed off of our local roadways, our local highways. There were a few accidents reported on I-12 that were immediately responded to by Sheriff's Office and Troop L. But for the most part, we minimized in power outages. And those outages with CLECO and Washington St. Tammany were immediately responded to by their companies. So we're in pretty good shape over here as hopefully we see some sunshine and some melting tomorrow.
Yeah, is the snow stopped in St. Tammany now as far as you know or where you are?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yes, it is cleared through several hours ago. It is cleared through and moved east, and we're now at a posture to start cleaning up tomorrow. To the extent that we can.
So that's what I wanted to ask you. What is the next step in this as far as getting roads open? I don't know if anything's even open in St. Tammany Parish at all that people can go to, but the advice that we got from the GOSEP chief of staff just now was really where you are is pretty much where you're going to be until Thursday morning. Is that pretty much a thought process in St. Tammany?
That's correct. Schools are closed. Government offices are closed. Of course, government employees are working, essential personnel. Hospital ERs are open. However, physician offices are closed. Other professional offices are closed. So we're urging people to, again, stay off the roadways while the ice and ice subsides and is able to be moved off the highway or melted off of the highway. But they're still going to be slick. The roadways, driveways, sidewalks, outside steps and stairs, they're going to be slick with ice because tonight we're going to experience much colder temperatures than we had last night.
Yeah, the sun's going to come out a little bit tomorrow, but it's not going to get above freezing until noon. At least that's what the forecast is saying. As far as low temperatures tonight, you're talking 17, 16, 15 degrees around 5 a.m. Real quick, Coop, when it comes to people running water, water pressure, what's the next step in this? Are you concerned with as the temperature goes up, people start finding broken pipes, and then you got water pressure issues? Tell me what you're planning for next.
Well, again, that's a balance. You know, we encourage our citizens to, if they want to protect their pipes and plumbing, to run a thin, very thin trickle of water at the furthest location from the water meter to keep that water running. While we want to make sure that we do not overburden our supply, our water supplies and our municipal water systems, our public and private water systems that serve so many neighborhoods. So there is a balance, but tonight we'll continue, as I do in my home. I have a raised home. We'll continue to run the water in a trickle.
Stay where you are. Stay put. It'll be over with by Thursday. Thank you, Mike Cooper. Any final thoughts?
We appreciate the call. Again, we thank our citizens for heeding the warnings and precautions and enjoying the day. And stay put tomorrow morning and during the day tomorrow as schools are out and government offices are closed. And we hope to get back towards the end of the week.
Be a nice day to get out and play in the snow with your kids. Thank you, Mike Cooper. Paul has called in. Paul, are you in Michigan or from Michigan?
Hey, I'm from New Orleans, but I live in Michigan now.
Okay, but tell me what's going on.
Yeah, we're at a balmy 8 degrees.